వార్తలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరామ్. మరికొద్దిసేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధను శివాచరవ్యాయ తవతయానోరుద్రమృడయా యాతే రుద్ర శివా తనోరఘోరా పాపకాశిని తయానస్తను వాచంతమయా గిరిచంతాభిజాకశీ యామిషుం గిరిచంతహస్తే బిభర్షస్తవే శివాంగిరిత్రతాం కురు మాధిగుంసి పురుషం జగత్ శివేన వచసా త్వా గిరిశాచ్చావదామసి యథా నః సర్వమిజ్జగత యక్ష్మగుం
సుమనాసత
అద్య వోచతది వక్త ప్రథమో దేవ్యోభిషక్ అహే గచ్చ సర్వాన్ జంభయన్ సర్వా జయాతు ధాన్యః అసూయస్తామ్రో అరుణ ఉత బభ్రుస్సు మంగళః యే చే మాగుం రుద్రా అభిదో దిక్షు శ్రితా సహస్రశో వైషాగుం హేడగీమహే అసౌయో వసర్పతి నీలగ్రీవో విరోహితః ఉతైనం గోపా అదృశన్నదృశన్నుత హార్యః ఉతైనం విశ్వాభూతాని సదృష్టో మృడయాతినః నమో అస్తు నీలగ్రీవాయ సహస్రాక్షాయ మీఢుషే అథో యే అస్య సత్వానోహం తేభ్యో కరన్ నమః ప్రముంజదన్వనస్త్వముభయోరాత్రియోర్జ్యాం యాశ్చ తే హస్తగిష వప్పరాతా భగవో వప అవతత్యదనుస్త్వగుం సహస్రాక్షశతేషుధే నిషేధ్య శల్యాణాముఖా శివో న సుమనా భవ విద్యం దనుక్కపర్దినో విశల్యో బాణవాగుం ఉత అనేచన్నశ్చేషవ ఆబురస్య నిషంగధిః యాతే హేతిర్మే దుష్టమహస్తి బభూవతే ధనుః దయాత్మాన్ విశ్వతత్వమయక్ష్మయా పరిభుజ నమస్తే అస్వాయుధాయానాతతాయ దృష్ణవే ఉభాభ్యాముతతే నమో బాహుభ్యాం తవదన్వనే హరితే దన్వనో హేతిరస్వాన్నృణక్తు విశ్వదః అథో యజిషుదిస్తభారే అస్మన్నిదేహితం నమస్తే అస్సు భగవన్ విశ్వేశ్వరాయ మహాదేవాయ త్రయంబకాయ త్రిపురాంధకాయ త్రికాగ్నికారాయ కాలాగ్నిరుద్రాయ నీలకంఠాయ మృత్యుం జయాయ
సర్వేశ్వరాయ సదా శివాయ
శ్రీమన్మహాదేవాయ నమః నమో కిరణ్యబాహవే దిశాంతపతయే నమో నమో వృక్షేభ్యో హరికేశేభ్య పశూనాం పతయే నమో నమ తస్మిన్నాయ త్రిషేమతే పథేనాం పతయే నమో నమో బబ్లుషాయ విద్యాదినేందానాం పతయే నమో నమో హరికేశాయోపవేదిని పుష్టానాం పతయే నమో నమో భవత్యహేత్యే జగదాం పతయే నమో నమో రుద్రాయ దతావినే క్షేత్రానాం పతయే నమో నమ సూతాయ హంత్యాయ వరానాం పతయే నమో నమో రోహితాయ సపతయే వృక్షానాం పతయే నమో నమో
ಚಂದ್ರನೇವಾ ನಿಜಾಯ ಕಕ್ಷಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಭುವಂತಗೇ ವಾರಿವತ್ಕೃತಾಯ ಔಷಧೀನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಉಚ್ಚೈರ್ಘೋಷಾಯ ಕ್ರಂದಗದೇ ಭಕ್ತೀನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕೃಷ್ಣವೀತಾಯ ಧಾವತೆ ಸತ್ವನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮಃ ನಮಸ್ತಗಮಾನಾಯ ನಿರ್ವ್ಯಾಧಿನ ವ್ಯಾಧಿನೀನಾ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕಗುಭಾಗ್ಯ ಜಂಗೇ ಸೇನಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಿಷಂಗಿಣ ವಿಶುಧಿಮತೆ ತತ್ಕರಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ವಂದತೆ ಪರಿವಂದತೆ ಸಾಯೋನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಿಚೇರವೇ ಪರಿಚರಾಯಾರಣ್ಯಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ತ್ರಿಕಾವಿಭ್ಯೋ ನಿಗಾಗುಂ ದದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಮುಷ್ಣದಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸಿಮಭ್ಯೋ ನಕ್ತಂ ದರದ್ಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರಗ್ರಂಥಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಉಷ್ಣೀಷಿಣೇ ಗಿರಿಶರಾಯ ಕುಲುಂಚಾನಾಂ ಪದಗೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಗಿಷು ಮದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ತನ್ವಾವಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಆತನ್ವಾನೇಭ್ಯ ಪ್ರದಿತದಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಆಗಚ್ಛದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿಸೃಜದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋಚ್ಛದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ವಿದ್ಯದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಆಸೀನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚಯಾನೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ಸ್ವಪದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಜಾಗೃದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ತಿಷ್ಟದ್ಭ್ಯೋ ದಾವದ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸವಾಭ್ಯಸ್ತವಾಭದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಅಶ್ವೇಭ್ಯೋಶ್ವಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮಃ ನಮಃ ಆವ್ಯಾದಿನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವಿವಿದ್ಯಂತೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಉಗಣಾಭ್ಯತ್ರಿಗುಂಭದೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಗೃತ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ಗೃತ್ತಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಾತೇಭ್ಯೋ ಪ್ರಾತಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಗಣೇಭ್ಯೋ ಗಣಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ವಿರೂಪೇಭ್ಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕ್ಷುಲ್ಲಕೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ರಥಿಭ್ಯೋ ರಥೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ರಥೇಭ್ಯೋ ರಥಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಸೇನಾಭ್ಯಸ್ತೇನಾನಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶತ್ರುಭ್ಯ ಸಂಗ್ರಹೇತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ದಕ್ಷಭ್ಯೋ ರಥಸಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕುಲಾಲೇಭ್ಯಕರ್ಮಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕುಂಜಿಟ್ಟೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಿಚಾರೇಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃಿಷು ಕೃತ್ಭ್ಯೋ ಧನ್ವಕೃತ್ಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮೋ ಮೃಗಯುಭ್ಯಶ್ವನಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಶ್ವಭ್ಯಶ್ವಪದಿಭ್ಯಶ್ಚವೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ಭವಾಯ ಚ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಶರ್ವಾಯ ಚ ಪಶುಪತಯೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ನೀಲಗ್ರೀವಾಯ ಚ ಚಿತಿಕಂಠಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಕಪರ್ದಿನೇ ಚ ಯುಕ್ತಕೇಶಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಸಕತ್ರಾಕ್ಷಾಯ ಚ ಸದಸನ್ವನೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಗಿರಿಶಾಯ ಚ ಶಿಪಿಭಿಷ್ಟಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಮೀದುಷ್ಟಮಾಯ ಚೇಷು ಮತೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಹತ್ವಾಯ ಚ ಬಾಭನಾಯ ಚ ನಮೋ ಬೃಹತೇ ಚ ವರ್ಷೇಯಸೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ವೃದ್ಧಾಯ ಚ ಸಂವೃದ್ಧನೇ ಚ ನಮೋ ಅಗ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಚ ಪ್ರಥಮಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಆಶವೇ ಚಾಧಿರಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಶೀಘ್ರಿಯಾಯ ಚ ಶೇಭ್ಯಾಯ ಚ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ಜಯ ಜಯ सन्याय च नमत्रो सत्याय च द्वेष्याय च नमो ज्येष्ठाय च कनिष्ठाय च नम पूर्वजाय च परजाय च नम मध्यमाय च प्रगल्भाय च नम जगन्याय च बुद्ध्नियाय च नम सोऽप्याय च प्रतिशत्याय च नमो याम्याय जक्षेम्याय च नम उर्वश्याय च खल्याय च नम लोक्याय च वसान्याय च नमो वन्याय च कक्ष्याय च नम द्रवाय च प्रदिष्ठवाय च नम आशुषेणाय चाशुरथाय च नम शूराय च बभिन्दते च नम वर्मिणे च वरोदिने च नम विल्मिने च कपसिने च नम श्रुताय च श्रुतसेनाय च नमो दुन्दुभ्याय च गणन्याय च नमो ऋष्भवेद प्रमृषाय च नमो दूताय च प्रगिताय च नमो निषङ्गिणे तेषु धिमते च नम एतेषभेदायुदिने च नम स्वायुताय च सुतन्मने च नम ्याय च नम काढ्याय जनीभ्याय च नम लोच्याय च तरस्याय च नमो नाद्याय च वैजन्ताय च नम गोप्याय च भट्याय च नमो वत्याय च वत्याय च नमो मेध्याय च विद्युत्याय च नम ईघ्र्याय च तप् प्याय च नमो वाक्याय च रेश्म्याय च नमो वास्तव्याय च वास्तुपाय च ॐ हर 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 ॐ नमः सोमाय च रुद्राय च नमः ताम्राय च रुणाय च नमः शङ्गाय च पशुपतये च नम उग्राय च भीमाय च नमो
अग्रे वधाय च
दूरे वधाय च नमो हन्त्रे च हनेयसे च नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्यो नमस्ताराय नम शम्भवे च मयो भवे च नम शङ्कराय च मयत्कराय च नम शिवाय च शिवतराय च नम तेत्याय च कोद्याय च नम पाद्याय च पाद्याय च नम प्रतरणाय चोत्तरणाय च नम आताद्याय च नमश्चस्प्याय च भेन्याय च नम सिकत्याय च प्रवाक्याय च नम गिरिण्याय च प्रपथ्याय च नम किगुंशिलाय च क्षयणाय च नम कपर्दिने च पुलस्तगे च नमो गोष्ठ्याय च गृह्याय च नम तल्प्याय च गेक्याय च नम काट्याय च गह्वरेष्टाय च नमो हृदयाय च निवेष्ट्याय च नम पागुं सव्याय च रजस्याय च नम शुष्ट्याय च हरित्याय च नमो लोप्याय चोलप्याय च नम ऊर्भ्याय च सूर्म्याय च नम पर्ण्याय च वर्णछद्याय च नमो पगुरमाणाय चाभिघ्नते च नम आखिदते च प्रखिदते च नमो वक्किरिकेभ्यो देवानागम् हृदयेभ्यो नमो वृक्षेणकेभ्यो नमो विचिन्मत्केभ्यो नम आनिर्हतेभ्यो नम आमीवत्केभ्यः द्रापे अन्धसत्पदे दरिद्रन्नीललोहिता एषाम् पुरुषाणाम् एषाम् पशूनाम् माभेर्मा रोमो येषाम् किञ्चनाममत् याते रुद्रशिवा तनो शिवा विश्वाकभेषजे शिवा रुद्रस्य भेषजे तया नो मृडजीवसे इमागुम् रुद्राय तवसेकपर्दिने शयद्वीराय प्रभरामहे मतिम् यथा नश्यमसद्विपदे चतुष्पदे विश्वम् पुष्टम् ग्रामे अस्मिन्ननातुरम् मृडानो रुद्रोत नो मयस्कृदि क्षयद्वीराय नमसा विधेमते यच्चम् च योच्चमनुरायजे पिता तदश्यामतव रुद्र प्रणीतो मानो महान्तमुतमानो अर्भकम् मान उक्षन्तमुतमान उक्षितम् मानो वधे पितरम् मोद मातरम् प्रिया मानस्तनुवो रुद्ररीरिषः मानस्तोकेतनये मान आयुषि मानो गोषु मानो अश्वेषु रीरिषः वीरान्मानो रुद्रभामिदो वदेर्हविष्मन्तो नमसा विधेमते आरात्रे गोघ्नमुत पूरुषग्ने क्षयद्वीरायसु नमस्मेते अस्तु रक्षाजनो अधिजदेव ब्रूह्यथा जनः शर्म यच्चद्विपरुहाः तुहि श्रुतम् गर्तसदम् युवानम् मृगन्न भीममुपहत्रुमुग्रम् मृडाजरिद्रे रुद्रस्तवानो अन्यन्ते अस्मन्निवबन्धु सेनाः परिणो रुद्रस्य हेतुर्विणक्तु परित्वेषस्य दुर्मदिरघायोः अवस्थिरा मगवद्व्यस्तनुष्वमेद्वस्तोकायतनयाय मृडया मीडुष्टमशिवतमशिवो न सुमना भवा परमे वृक्ष आयुधम् निदाय कृत्यम् वसान आचर पिनाकम् बिभ्रदागहे विगिरित विलोहित नमस्ते अस्तु भगवः यास्ते सहस्रगुम् हेतयोऽन्यमस्मन्निभवन्तुताः सहस्राणि सहस्रदा बाहुवोत्तव हेतयः ताधामीशानो भगवः पराचेनामुखाकृते सहस्राणि सहस्रशो ये रुद्रा अधिभूम्या तेषागुम् सहस्रयोजने वदन्वानि धन्वसे अस्मिन्महत्यर्नवेन्दरिष्ये भवा अधे नीलग्रीवाश्यति कण्ठा शर्वा अधः क्षमाचराः नीलग्रीवाश्यति कण्ठादिवगम् रुद्रा उपश्रिताः ये वृक्षेषु सस्पिञ्जला नीलग्रीवा विलोहिताः ये भूतानामधिपतयो विजिगासक्रवर्दिनः ये अन्येषु विविद्यन्ति पात्रेषु पिपदो जनाः ये पथाम् पदिरक्षय ऐलभृदा यव्युदः ये तीर्थाणि प्रजरन्ति सृगावन्तो निषङ्गिनः येतावन्तश्च भूयागुन्तश्च दिशो रुद्राविदस्तिरे तेषागुम् सहस्रयोजने वदन्वानि धन्वसे नमो रुद्रेभ्यो ये पृथिव्याम् येन्दरिक्षे ये दिविगेष ಶಾವನ್ನಂ ವಾತೋ ವರುಷಮಿಷ ವಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ದಶ ಪ್ರಾಚೀರ್ದಶ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾದಶ ಪ್ರದೇಶೀರ್ದಶೋ ದೇಶೀರ್ದಶೋರ್ಧ್ವಾಸ್ತೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನೋ ಮೃಡಯಂತು ತೇಯಂ ದಿಷ್ಮೋ ಯಶ್ಚ ನೋ ದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿದಂ ವೋಜಂ ಭೇದಧಾಮಿ ತ್ರಿಂಬಗಂ ಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಸುಗಂಧಿಂ ಪುಷ್ಟಿವರ್ಧನಂ ಉರ್ವಾರುಗಮಿವ ಬಂಧನಾನ್ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮುಕ್ಷೇಯಮಾಮೃತಾತ್ ಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ಅಗ್ನವ್ಯೋ ಅಪ್ಸುಯ ಓಷಧೇಷು ಯೋ ರುದ್ರೋ ವಿಶ್ವ ಭುವನ ವಿವೇಶ ತಸ್ಮೈ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ನಮೋ ಅಸ್ತು ಏತೇ ಸಹಸ್ರಮಯುತಂ ಪಾಶಾ ಮೃತ್ಯೋರ್ಮತ್ಯಾಯ ಹಂತವೇ ತಾನ್ ಯಜ್ಞಸ್ಯ ಮಾಯಯಾ ಸರ್ವಾನವಯಜಾಮಹೇ ಮೃತ್ಯವೇತ್ಸ್ವಾಹಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಾನಾಂ ಗ್ರಂಥಿರಸಿ ರುದ್ರೋ ಮಾ ವಿಶಾಂತಕಃ ನಮೋ ರುದ್ರಾಯ ವಿಷ್ಣವೇ ಮೃತ್ಯುರ್ಮೇ ಪಾಹೇ ತಮುಷ್ಟು ಹಿಯಸ್ವಿಷಸ್ಸು ಧನ್ವಾಯೋ ವಿಶ್ವಸ್ಯ ಕ್ಷಯದಿ ಭೇಷಜಸ್ಯ ಯಶ್ವಾ ಮಹೇಶೋ ಮನಸಾಯ ರುದ್ರಂ ನಮೋ ವಿದ್ವದೇವ ವಸುರಂದುವಸ್ಯ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಹಸ್ತೋ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ಭಗವತ್ತರಃ ಅಯಂ ಮೇ ವಿಶ್ವಭೇಷಜೋ ಯಗುಂ ಶಿವಾಭಿಮರುಷಣಃ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ಶಂಚ ಮೇ ಮಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಿಯಂಚ ಮೇನು ಕಾಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಕಾಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಸೋಮನಸಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಭದ್ರಂಚ ಮೇ ಶ್ರೇಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ವಶ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಯಶಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ಭಗಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ದ್ರವಿಧಂಚ ಮೇ ಜ್ಞಂತಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಧರ್ತಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಕ್ಷೇಮಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ದೃತಿಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ವಿಶ್ವಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಮಹತ್ ಮೇ ಸಂವಿಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಜ್ಞಾತ್ರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸೋಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಪ್ರಸೋಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಸೇರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಲಯಚ್ಚ ಮೃತಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಮೃತಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಯಕ್ಷ್ಮಂ ಚ ಮೇ ನಾಮಯಚ್ಚ ಮೇ ಜೀವಾತುಶ್ಚ ಮೇ ದೀರ್ಘಾಯುತ್ವಂ ಚ ಮೇ ನ ಮಿತ್ರಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಭಯಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸುಖಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಶಯನಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಸೋಷಾ ಚ ಮೇ ಸುದಿನಂ ಚ ಮೇ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ ಯಶ್ಚಂದಸ ವೃಷಭೋ ವಿಶ್ವರೂಪಃ ಛಂದೋಭ್ಯೋದ್ಯಮೃತಾತ್ ಸಂಭವೋವ ಸಮೇಂದ್ರೋ ಮೇಧಯಾ ಸ್ಪೃಣೋತು ಅಮೃತಸ್ಯ ದೇವಧಾರಣೋ ಭೂಯಾಸಂ ಶರೀರಂ ಮೇ ವಿಚರ್ಷಣಂ ಜಿಹ್ವಾ ಮೇ ಮಧುಮತ್ತವಾಂ ಕರ್ಣಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ಭೂರಿ ವಿಶ್ರುವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಕೋಶೋಸಿ ಮೇಧಯಾ ಪಿಹಿತಃ ಶ್ರುತಂ ಮೇ ಗೋಪಾಯಾಂ ಮೇಧಾ ದೇವೇ ಜುಷಮಾಣಾನಾಗಾತ್ ವಿಶ್ವಾಜೀ ಭದ್ರಾ ಸುಮನಸ್ಯಮಾಣಾಂ ತ್ವಯಾ ದುಷ್ಟಾನುದಮಾನಾ ದುರುಕ್ತಾನ್ ಬೃಹದ್ವದೇವ ವಿದದೇ ಸುವೀರಾಃ ತ್ವಯಾ ದುಷ್ಟ
ऋषिर्भवति देवित्वया ब्रह्मागतश्री ऋतत्वया त्वया दुष्टचित्रम् विन्ददेव सुसानो जुषस्वद्रविणो न मेधे मेधामगिन्द्रो दधातु मेधाम् देवे सरस्वते मेधाम् मे अश्विना बुभावा दत्ता पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु च या मेधा गन्धर्वेषु च यन्मनः दैवे मेधा सरस्वते सामा मेधा सुरभिर्जुषदाग स्वाहा आमा मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगदे जगम्या ऊर्जस्वते पयसा बिम्बमाना सामा मेधा सुप्रदेकाजुषन्ता मयि मेधा मयि प्रजा मयि अग्नि तेजो दधातु मयि मेधा मयि प्रजा मय्यिन्द्र इन्द्रियम् दधातु मयि मेधा
मयि प्रजा
मयि सूर्यो ब्राजो दधातु हंस हंसाय विद्महे परमहंसाय धीमहि
तन्नो हंस प्रचोदयात्
नीलाम् देवेगुम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये दृढाहि घृतवदे सवितराधिपत्ये पयस् स्वधीरन्धिराशानो अस्तु ध्रुवा दिशा विष्णुपत्यघोरात्येशान सहसो या मनोदा बृहस्पतिर्मातरिश्चोत वायुस्तन्दु वान वाता अभिनो गृणन्दो विष्टम्बो दिवो धरुण पृथिव्या अस्येषान जगदो विष्णुपत्नी स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्यः परिपालयन्ताम् न्यायेन मार्गेण महे महेशाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यशुभमस्तु नित्यम् समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
शन्नो अस्तु द्विपदे हृदयः त्रिसप्तसमिदत्कृताः देवाय यद्यन्तं बाणाः अभद्रं पुरुषं पशुं तं यज्ञं बर्हिषि प्राक्षन् पुरुषं जातमग्रदः तेन देवा अयजन्त साध्या ऋषयश्रयेत् तस्माद्यज्ञात् सर्वभूतः सम्प्रतं प्रसदाज्यम् पशोगुंस्तागुंश्चक्रे वायव्यान् आरण्यान् ग्राम्याश्चयेत् तस्माद्यज्ञात् सर्वभूतः रुचः सामानि जज्ञिरेत् छन्दागुंसि जज्ञिरे तस्मात् यजुस्तस्मादजायत तस्मादश्वा अजायन्त ये केचो भयादतः गावो हजज्ञिरे तस्मात् तस्माच्चार अजावयः यत्पुरुषं व्यददुः अधिधार्यकल्पयन् मुखं किमस्य कौ बाहु कारूपादाच्छेदे ब्राह्मणोऽस्य मुखमासीत् बाहुना जन्यकृतः ऊरुदरस्य यद्वैषः पद्भ्यागुं शूद्रो अजायत चन्द्रमा मनसो जातः चक्षुसूर्यो अजायत मुखादिन्द्रश्चाग्निश्च प्राणात् वायुरजायत नाभ्या आसीदन्तरिक्षम् श्रेष्णोद्यौ समवर्तत पद्भ्याम् भूमिर्दिशश्रोतात् तथा लोकागुम् अगल्पयन् वेदाहमेदम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णम् तमसस्तु पारे सर्वाणि रूपाणि विजित्य धीरः नामानि कृत्वाभिवदन्यदास्ते धाता पुरस्ताद्यमुदा जहार शक्रप्र विद्वान् प्रतिशश्च तस्रः तमेवम् विद्वानमृत इह भवति नान्यपन्था अयनाय विद्यते यज्ञेन यज्ञमयचन्द देवाः तानि धर्माणि प्रथमान्यासन् ते हनाकम् महिमानः सचन्ते यत्र पूर्वे साध्या सन्ति देवाः अभ्यः सम्भूतः प्रदैवेरसा च विश्वकर्मणः समवर्तधाति तस्य त्वष्टा विगतद्रूपमेति तत्पुरुषस्य विश्वमाजानमग्रे वेदाहमेदम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् आदित्यवर्णम् तमसः परस्तात् तमेवम् विद्वादमृत इह भवति नान्यपन्था विद्यते यनाय प्रजापतिश्चरधि गर्भे अन्धः अजायमानो बहुधा विजायते तस्य धीरा परिजानन्ति योनिम् मरीचीनाम् पदमिच्छन्ति वेदसः यो देवेभ्य आदपति देवा अशन्वशे श्रीस्ते लक्ष्मी सपत्न्यो अहोरात्रे पार्श्वे नक्षत्राणि रूपम् अश्विनो व्यात्तम् इष्टम् मनिषाणाम् अमुम् मनिषाणाम् सर्वम् मनिषाणाम् तच्चैयोरावृणीमहे गातुम् यज्ञाय गातुम् यज्ञपतये दैवे स्वस्तिरस्तु नः स्वस्तिर्मानुषेभ्यः ऊर्ध्वम् जिगातु भेषजम् शन्नो अस्तु द्विपदे शं चतुष्पदे ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्री साईश्वरात् प्रणमस्तु
Om Shri Sai Ram, most beloved Swami, revered elders, brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you, Onam greetings to one and all. On this auspicious day of Onam, we express our deep gratitude to our beloved Swami for giving all of us the golden and unique opportunity of serving the divine mission. Permit me to just to give the important unique activities in Kerala. With the infinite grace of Swami, some unique projects we have taken over, and one is Sri Satya Sai Vastudhara project, where Swami is blessing us to provide houses to the needy. Another important project that we have taken very recently with the grace of Swami is Satya Sai Tribal Development Program, where Satya Sai organization is having hostels for tribal students, where they are having the first schooling in their life. With the grace of Swami, in the month of August, during the last month, 1st August to 31st August, active workers of the organization could visit thousands and thousand houses in Kerala as a part of massive house contact program of devotees. This satsang group of the Mahila Vibhag is reaching each and every corner of Kerala, spreading Bhagavan divine messages. Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, the result we have seen 3 days back, the gratitude of the operated patients, is another important activity taken up by the organization. Sai Nidhi, the lawyers forum of the organization, is engaging in providing legal awareness among students and other communities, as well as free legal advice. Under the core group program, every senior devotee active worker is having 10 devotees under him or her so that to carry out the work of the divine mission. Sri Satya Sai Free Dialysis Program, which is there during the last 18 months, we have covered more than 1,000 free dialysis in Ernakulam district. Sri Satya Sai Premadhara Project is an idea blessed by Bhagavan for the adoption of needy houses. It means full adoption of the houses. Mobile hospitals in Trivandrum and Ernakulam are reaching interior villages for medical seva. During the last month, organization could conduct an essay competition where 17,500 students participated from 960 educational institutions. Today evening, Bhagwan has graciously blessed a senior devotee, a senior official from Kerala to address us. Sri Jaikumar Ayyas is the additional chief secretary and he is also in charge of the home department. Whatever may be the political color of the government, we could see that Jaikumar sir will be always having a number of responsibilities. The list is very exhaustive. It is very, so many responsibilities will be entrusted to him. Even now, he has got the responsibility of Interstate Water Commission. He has got the responsibility with Sri Padmanabhaswamy Temple. He has got the responsibility with the Shabarimala activities. So you can see that as a devotee of Bhagawan, always he is having a number of responsibilities which he is rendering for the people of Kerala with sincerity and with all qualities that Bhagawan is advising us to have. Now I request Jaikumar sir to address us. Jai Sai Ram.
Pranams to Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Respected elders and my sisters and brothers. This is not the first time that I have been given an opportunity to talk from here during Onam celebrations. I have done it earlier, I think on two or three occasions, but this occasion when we are meeting here to celebrate Onam is different from our earlier occasions, as all of us know. We miss the physical form of Swami. However much we understand the futility of grieving, however much we know that Mahasamadhi is only a change of apparels, but in the emotional frame of our hearts, all of us miss our most beloved Swamiji, Swami. But it also teaches us the myth of sunset. Every evening the sun sets. When we are small children, or when humanity itself was in its infancy, the darkness that comes after sunset was a source of fear. But today we know that sun doesn't set. We only change position to move away from the sun and there is darkness. The sun never sets. So Swami, by his Mahasamadhi, has only demonstrated the lesson that sun never sets. It only disappears for a while. And moreover, to grieve the Mahasamadhi or disappearance of Swami would also mean that we have not understood Swami. So it is, when I stand here, my mind is like a sky where there is the most luminous sun present there, but one part of the sky is clouded with some sorrow. But the sun will shine and the sorrow should go. So that is the kind of mind that I have today, like most of you who are here. We know that Swami is beyond physical form. But it is also a fact that we loved and adored that physical form when he was with us. But actually the Digvijaya, phase two of the Digvijaya, of Swami's thought, Swami's compassion, will emanate from this place, from this hallowed spot. Digvijaya phase two has to commence. One is forced to ask this question: who was Swami for us? Who was He? We know that He is eternal truth, Satya, in human form. Eternal truth, by very definition, is beyond destruction. It cannot be destroyed. It is Satya, the truth, but it took a human form for our satisfaction. It is infinity. Swami is infinity, but which took the form of a human body. Captured in the human body, captured in the span of a life, is infinity and eternity. That is where He came from. And through the Mahasamadhi, Swami has gone back to the world of infinity and eternity, where there nothing begins and nothing ends. It is infinite. So He embodied infinity for our benefit. In a finite form, He embodied infinity, and that is the beauty of Swami. With His luminous life, what did He tell us? He told us many things. Sometimes we forget what He said, but with His luminous life, He showed us one thing. He showed us what is possible with human life. I think if there is one message that should abide all other messages, or which should be with us all the time, that is this message. He showed us what is possible with human life. That is why He always said, "My life is my message." We only have to read that message. And how do we read the message? By just looking at what Swami did with His own life. He is fond of saying, "Life is a challenge, meet it." Of course, all of us have challenges in our lives, but the style in which we meet this challenge is different. Life is an opportunity, we have to seize it. But seize for what? For our own selfish goods, selfish good, selfish welfare? Is it a challenge that we should meet so that we always succeed? No. That is a subtle distinction where we have to go back to understand the manner in which Swami experienced life, how He lived. He demonstrated what is the potential of human life. And that is divinity, the full divinity, divine potential of human life. It is possible to explore it. It is possible to experience it. It is possible to manifest it. And He has manifested it for all of us to see till the very last moment. And during His luminous life, Swami was generosity embodied. He gave us abundance of love. He was never miserly with anything. He gave us abundance of love. He gave us wealth of compassion. It was not stingy compassion. It was wealth of compassion. He gave us the treasure of His grace. All of us who sit here in this hallowed spot have experienced in our lives how Swami's compassion has touched us in its abundance in times of crisis. We only have to think about Him. We only have to send a message through our mind, and there is Swami reaching out to us. As He says, "You take one step towards me, I will take 100 steps towards you." He reaches to you with His abundance of compassion. It is not little bit of compassion He gives. Abundance, generosity, wealth, treasure. These are the words we associate with Swami's love and benevolence. So that is what He did with His life. That is what He demonstrated with His life. Life is an opportunity for this compassion, for His generosity, for the abundance of love. Now it is time for us to repay all this. To repay all the great debts of generosity that we have received. The great debts that you owe by way of the love that we have received. How do we repay this? Swami may not be with us in his physical form. But that doesn't mean that Swami is not here. He is always, He is eternal, He is infinite, He is omnipresent, He is everywhere. It is like a lamp. The lamp is broken, but the light is there. You cannot see the lamp, but the light that the lamp has shed is He's enveloping us. It is like a musical instrument. Now you cannot see the musical instrument, but the music is pervading all of us. Is pervading here. The instrument cannot be seen, but the music that the instrument is creating envelops all of us. It is like a flower, a wonderfully fragrant flower. You cannot see the plant or flower anymore, but that fragrance is all around. So he is here. He's listening to everything that what we say. Not only what we say, he is listening to what we think. He knows what you are going to think. He is with us in our past, in our present, in our future, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our very thoughts, he is there. So how do we repay all the debts? He doesn't want anything back. But we have a debt to pay. Because he has given everything that he had. There is nothing that he has kept for himself. There is nothing that he wanted for himself. Whatever he had, he gives in abundance. And how do we repay this abundance? We small little human beings, how do we repay this abundance? Is it possible to repay this abundance, this generosity? I think the time has come for us to repay this. There are two missions that Swami has left us to complete. And that missions can never be fully complete. What are these two missions? One is a mission to purify the heart. Operation purification of heart. And the second is his most favored saying, love all, serve all. Now these are interrelated things. If you have to love all and serve all, the first purification of the heart has to be complete. And how do we purify our heart? I have devised a small test which all of us are doing without calling it a test. That is a Swami test. What is a Swami test? It is very simple. I think that is the only way to purify our heart. The Swami test asks three simple questions. When we are going to do something, just ask, would Swami approve of this? That is a Swami test. When you are going to do something, ask yourself, would this make Swami happy? What I am going to do, is it going to make him happy? Would it have made him happy? Would he approve this? And thirdly, we also ask, does he expect this from me? If he disapproves, he doesn't expect you to do these things, don't do it. If it doesn't make him happy, don't do it. If Swami doesn't approve this, don't do it. I think every thought, every action, every deed that we will do in our lives will be transformed magically if only we are able to ask these questions before we take up anything, before we decide anything, whether I am deciding on a file, or whether we are deciding on a project, or whether we are deciding on a relationship, or whether we are deciding on any other important aspects in our life or anybody else's life, before we take any decision, before we make a decision, before we talk, before we commit, can we ask this question, will this make my Swami happy? If yes, do it. Will this get the approval of Swami? If yes, do it. Does he expect me to do this? Yes. Go ahead and do it. If you succeed in these three tests, I'm sure Swami will be happy. And through this kind of decision making, this purificatory decision making, I'm sure our thoughts and actions would be pure day by day. And that is the process of purification of the heart. Unless our hearts are purified, made sacred by pure thoughts and pure action, then only we become eligible to take up the second task, that is love all and serve all. After all, it is only from a pure heart that we can love. That is a kind of selfless love. Love coming out of an impure heart is selfish love. Swami doesn't want that kind of love. He wants selfless love. Love all, serve all. Service has to be extended from a selfless heart. A selfless love. And how does the selfless love come? The selfless love comes from a pure heart. And what is this impurity we are talking about? The impurity of selfishness. That is all that, I think there is only one impurity that our heart can incur. And that is the impurity of selfishness. When Swami says, love all, serve all, first he presumes that your ego, the ego wall that protects us, or rather makes us distinct from other person, should be demolished. Like the Berlin Wall, that wall has to go. By pure thoughts, the ego wall will diminish itself. Swami set an example. In every action, He did not think how that action is going to benefit him. He only thought how my action is going to benefit the other. Now that is the kind of egolessness that we have to achieve. And we don't have to go far for getting an example. Look at Swami. Look at Swami, what he has done. Every action, every major decision he has taken is not for him, but for others. But where are we? Where are we? Out of 100 decisions we take a day, 99 or 98 or 97 would be for ourselves, isn't it? And if at all we decide for others, we would think in what way I am going to be benefited by this decision, even if it is for someone else. Let us look at Swami. Did he ever think of himself? That is a Swami test. Whatever decision you take, just ask, will Swami approve this? Yes. If you get an imaginary note in your mind, in your heart, if you hear a voice, go ahead fully, the world will be with you. That is the kind of Swami test that I would request all of us, I'm not saying that you should do it, all of us, I think, should be able to practice this kind of test. I'm sure most of you might be practicing already. And what is the mission in front of us? We are all fortunate. We are all fortunate because we have seen the most beautiful divine form with our own eyes. We have touched the most beautiful divine form with our hands. We have heard the most beautiful voice speaking to us. We have seen divinity in human form in these very premises. Are we not fortunate? Hundreds of people, thousands of people who have missed that opportunity. Are we not fortunate? Are we not blessed? Has not Swami showered His abundant grace on us so that we could have come here, we could have seen Him, we could have touched Him, we could have heard the divine voice. And the divine voice will be with us till our last breath. And we are fortunate to have touched Him. Because we are blessed and fortunate, as I said, we owe something back to humanity, and that service has to be selfless. This hallowed spot is going to be the fountainhead of a worldwide revolution of love. It has to be the worldwide revolution of love has to emanate from this place. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. That is all what he dreamt always. The Vedas that are recited here. After all, I'm not a Vedic scholar, but what do the Vedas ultimately talk about? He talks about two things. One is about shanti. Shanti for all, not for the person who chants it. Shanti for all. Then it also talks about not the individuals, but let us all be together. It is a togetherness that is the message of the Veda. It is not one person. Let us be together. Let us walk together. Let us be together. It is a togetherness, and the togetherness is that abiding shanti. I think that is the mandate before us. That is the duty before us. Let us be together like pearls which have been brought together through a thread, the thread of Swami's thought. Swami is the thread that will bind us all together in love. And in that love, let us go ahead, go forth to the world, and with a selfless heart, purified with divine love, render our services with a pure heart, with the blessings of the Swami, and then only Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu prayer will come true. Today, Malayalis all over the world are celebrating Onam. Onam has lot of meanings and manifestations, but I think Onam is essentially a day of remembrance. Mahabali remembers, as the story goes, Mahabali remembers his subjects, so he comes back. People in Kerala remember Mahabali, therefore we decorate our courtyards and our minds and hearts to receive him. Parents remember their children, therefore they expect them to come back. And children from far off remember their parents, so they go back. We remember our Swami, we come back. He was our Mata, Pita, Guru, Sakha, Bandhu, everybody, everything. He was everything, so we have come back. Today is a day of remembrance. And therefore, Onam also has a message, not only of remembrance, but of worldwide brotherhood. Let us remember, after all, service has to begin from remembrance. So let us remember the person next door. Let us remember the needy man who comes in front of us. After all, without remembrance, without memory, there is no service. Therefore, Onam has the message of remembrance, and from remembrance, let us start the great saga of another age of service, which will from the fountainhead of Swami's memory. And Swami's memory is eternal. Swami's presence is eternal. He is with us all the time, and knowing that He knows every thought of yours. Let us start this second wave of love revolution, revolution of love and service in the world, so that Swami conquers the world. Thank you very much, and I wish you all a very happy Onam.
Om Sri Sai Ram. We were just mentioning about the essay competition that the organization conducted in Kerala during July-August 2011. With the infinite grace of Bhagawan, 17,500 students, 2,000 from colleges and the rest from schools, from 960 educational institutions, 250 colleges and the balance, the schools, participated in this essay competition. The topics given were, mind management is the essence of life management for the senior students, and for the school students, God is one, paths are different. With the grace of Swami, Kumari Manju Krishna from Palakkad district, and Kumari Tara Elizabeth from Trivandrum North are the winners of this essay competition. Because of a function, a family function in her house, Tara Elizabeth could not come over here on this day. Her friend will be receiving the gold medal. We request our revered All India President to bless these two students by awarding Sri Satya Sai Gold Medals 2011. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We offer our humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Esteemed guests, revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to all of you. We, the students of Shri Sai Vidya Vihar and the Bal Vikas children from the state of Kerala, present before you our humble endeavor, a small drama entitled Krishna Kripa Sagaram. It depicts a few episodes from the divine avatar of Sri Krishna, as revealed to humanity by our beloved Sai Krishna himself. Swami, by placing ourselves at thy lotus feet, we pray for your blessings. Sai Ram.
Narayana ninda namadari ಸ್ಮರಣೆಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಿನ್ನ ನಾಮದ ಸ್ಮರಣೆಯ ಸದಾಮೃತವು ಎನ್ನ ನಾಳಿಗೆ ಬರಲಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಿನ್ನ ನಾಮದ ಸ್ಮರಣೆಯ ಸಾರಾಮೃತವು ಎನ್ನ ನಾಳಿಗೆ ಬರಲಿ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ.
ಆಯುಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಭವ, ದೀರ್ಘ ಸುಮಂಗಲಿ ಭವ. ಯಶೋದಾ, ರೋಹಿಣಿ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪೀಷಿಯಸ್ ಒಕೇಶನ್. ಲೆಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಕಿಡ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರಾಸ್ಪೆರಿಟೀಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ಚೂನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಫ್.
Yearned to see the little Krishna, and he set off to Vrindavan. O Gurudev, accept our salutations and welcome to our humble abode. We seek thy blessings.
Ayushman Bhava, Dirgha Sumangali Bhava.
I hope thy journey to Vrindavan was comfortable.
Yes, it was.
Gurudev, we have a prayer that you stay with us for a few days.
Yes, even I was thinking about
it. Oh, it's our great fortune. We are always at your service, Gurudev.
I know that, Nanda. Where is our Krishna?
Mother, where are you?
Here he comes.
Oh, Gurudev, my salutations to you.
Ayushman Bhava, how are you, O little one?
Gurudev, I'm always fine and happy.
Gurudev, if you give him a chance, he would never let you take rest. You should be tired. Pray that you take some rest. Krishna, don't disturb him. Let him take some rest.
All right, I will go and play then.
How charming a boy is Krishna. His very presence fills me with waves of bliss. Even a thought of that cute little boy sends me to oblivion. Accept the offering of this humble devotee. Other than you, I have no refuge. Lord, please accept this humble offering.
Kashore sada vichara santosha dhira varo murare balakashore utake yelo ಮೈಯಲ್ಲತೂಲು ಆಟಸ ಕೇಳು ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಪಾಳು ಬಾರೋ ಸರಸಿ ಜನಯನ ವರಯದು ಸದನ ಶ್ರೀಹಯವದನ ಬಾರೋ ಮುರಾರೆ ಬಾಲಕ ಶೌರೆ
ವಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹೌ ಡೇರಿಂಗ್ ಎ ಮಿಸ್ಚೀಫ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ನೈವೇದ್ಯ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ Alas, how unfortunate!
What did I do?
No, I don't want any excuse. Mother Yashoda, come fast. See what your dear son has done.
What? What happened, Gurudev?
What more, Yashoda? See this.
What happened? I don't understand anything.
See, your son's mischief? Don't you know? I don't eat anything without offering to my Lord.
Yes, but...
What more? Your son has gulped everything and the Naivedya is spoiled. Now, I'll have to starve.
What do I listen, Krishna? Why do you behave like this? Is this the way to treat a guest? And that too, Sage Garga, the guru of our clan.
Oh, Mother, I have done nothing wrong. It was he himself who invited me. And moreover, he requested me to partake of the food.
Absolute lie. How audacious. I did not invite anyone, nor did I request.
Revered Gurudev, why are you lying? Didn't you pray before the sacred food?
how can you offer everything to me first and then start complaining when your prayer is answered?
Then you are what? You are Mahavishnu himself. My life is fulfilled. Oh Lord, I beg your pardon for my foolishness. Please forgive me.
Hey Krishna, Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari, Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari, Jaya Govinda Brinda Vihari, Krishna Mukunda Murari, Jaya Govinda Brinda Vihari, Krishna Mukunda Murari. Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari, Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari, Jaya Krishna Mukunda Murari.
In olden days, there were no monetary transactions. All transactions were in the form of barter. One day in Vrindavan,
fruits for grains, ripe fruits for grains. How cute is this little boy? Don't you want these fruits, my darling? Take them. Oh, these fruits are sweet as you. I'm loving it. You are the sweetest, my darling. Yes, you're right. Will you give me all the fruits in your basket?
For sure, oh dear one. Anything for you.
I was just kidding. Wait for a moment. Amma, take this, some grains for the fruits you gave me.
Oh, how sweet of you, little one.
How foolish is this lady?
True, she gave the boy the best of her fruits and got just a fistful of grains in return.
Love for the child is fine, but she should be wiser in her business.
What a tiring day it was. Let me see how much grains I've got for the day. God, what am I seeing? I just can't believe my eyes. All the grains have turned glittering diamonds. Then, that boy, yes, he was none other than my Krishna. Krishna.
Check.
Krishna, can you please keep this pot on my head?
No, I won't.
Krishna, when I ask for help, you won't. And when I don't, you would. What is this?
Oh, dear one, I don't put any troubles on anyone's head. I'm here to remove them.
Stop. You cannot enter Gokula.
Why can't I?
It's our rule that no woman can enter our village.
If you can be in Vrindavan, even I can be here.
Not at all. I am a man and you are a woman.
You're thoroughly mistaken. Mere dress and appearance does not make one a man or a woman.
No, I will not permit you to violate our rules.
In this world, Krishna alone is the Purusha. All others are women.
Radhe, you're disobeying the rules of our place. You'll have to pay penalty for disobeying the orders of our watchman.
Oh, Krishna, the heart that you have given me is my only property, and I have already surrendered that to you. I don't have anything else, Krishna, neither wealth nor possession to pay you as penalty. All that I have is yours, and yours only, Krishna.
Swarna Radhe, I'm installed always in your heart. Your love and devotion for me has filled my heart. What more can I ask, Radhe? You are so dear to me.
Krishna and Balarama were sent to the great Guru Sandipani for their formal education. In just 64 days, they mastered all the 64 arts and sciences. It was time for them to offer Guru Dakshina and leave the Gurukula.
Swami, you seem to be immersed in some thought. It seems something is disturbing you.
Krishna and Rama are leaving us after their studies. They've been here only for a brief period. Still, their presence makes me ecstatic. They are like my own children, Devi. The thought they are leaving me.
Absolutely true. I cannot even imagine missing Krishna.
Krishna and Rama are no ordinary boys. Krishna is God Himself, incarnated in human form.
for the protection of Vedas. Not only that, in such a short span of time, they've mastered all Shastras. I'm not surprised. What has Veda Swarupa to learn? It is just their Leela to finish the formalities of a human birth.
Swami, can I ask you something? Forgive me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
Lord, you're sure Krishna and Rama are no ordinary boys. In that case?
Tell me, Devi.
Shall we ask them for our son whom we lost?
What? How can we do that?
Pranams, Gurudev.
Vijayi Bhava. Yashasvi Bhava.
Gurudev, both of you seem very upset. We have noticed many a times that your eyes are filled with tears. We know for sure that there's something that's troubling you. If you consider it appropriate, that we can be told the reason for this grief. Please tell us.
Oh, Krishna.
Gurudev, please tell us the reason for this agony. We will do all that is possible with all our strength and skill to alleviate your grief and restore joy in your heart. No other mission can be so sacred and vital than this.
Oh, Mother, please tell us, what's troubling you?
Oh, dear ones, it's my great good fortune that I've got you as my disciples. I already derive from your words the joy of realizing my desire. I know for sure that you are no ordinary children, and I'm sure that it's possible for you to fulfill this mission. That faith is prompting me, but sometimes I'm shaken by doubt. I don't know what is in store for me.
Gurudev, please have complete trust in us. Consider us as your own sons. To restore your joy and happiness, we are even ready to sacrifice our very lives.
I know who you really are. I know that nothing is impossible for you in the three worlds. The loss of our son sinks us in terrible despair. Our dear boy who went for bathing in the Pribhasa Sea never came back. Seeing you both, that agony got abated a bit. But still, our son...
Gurudev, you have taught us all the rare arts and sciences in the most impeccable way. And it's our dharma to show our gratitude to you. We will proceed right away to the sea that swallowed your son. Gurudev, it's our word to you that we shall recover your son and restore your joy and happiness. Let this be our Guru Dakshina.
Oh, dear ones.
Gurudev, bless us so that we can start on our mission. Radha, it's here that our guru lost his son.
It will of course be with the knowledge of Varuna.
Yes, brother, you are right.
Krishna, call upon Varuna. Command him to submit the boy.
Hey Varuna, I'm here to meet you. Give back the son of our guru, or else get ready to face the fury of our anger.
Namaste Jagannath Vishnu, Namaste, Namaste Gada Chakrapane, Namaste, Namaste Prabandharti Harin, Namaste Samastha Paratham Shamasvakilesha.
O Lord, accept my salutations. Command me, what can I do for you?
Varuna, your waves have devoured our guru's son.
Summon him without delay.
O Lord, it's no fault of mine. When the boy was bathing, destiny drew him to the vortex and brought him to the depths. Then the monster Panjajana swallowed him. This is what happened. I leave the rest to you, Lord.
Brother, I shall delve into the depths of the ocean, find out Panjajana, and return with the boy.
Krishna plunged into the depth of the sea and attacked Panjajana in mortal combat. He tore open the stomach of Panjajana to find the boy, but found only a huge conch. He then emerged from the sea with that conch and went straight to Yamadharma, the god of death.
Custody. We want him back.
As you wish, my lord. Oh lord, here's the boy.
Mother? Mother, I'm back. Oh Lord, oh Krishna, how can we express our gratitude to you for thy infinite mercy on us?
What do I behold? Our son, whom we thought to be dead, is back. Krishna, what can I do?
Gurudev, this is our Guru Dakshina. Kindly bless us.
O valorous ones, may you possess the glory of the Vedas always and at all times. May your fame spread far and wide bid farewell to this Gurukula for the welfare of the entire universe.
Yehi mudam dehi Shri Krishna mam pahi Gopala pala Krishna Krishna. Yehi mudam dehi Shri Krishna mam pahi Gopala pala Krishna Krishna. Nanda Gopa Nandana Shri Krishna Krishna. Nanda Gopa Nandana Shri Krishna Krishna. Yadu Nandana Bhakta Chandana Krishna Krishna. Yehi Mudam Dehi Shri Krishna Mam Pahi Gopala Pala Krishna Krishna. Yehi
Krishna was away at Mathura. All Gopikas sank in great despair. But in their mind, there was only Krishna and Krishna alone. Every evening, they went to Nanda's home to light their lamps and bring it to their respective homes. One day,
Krishna was around. Krishna, your all-encompassing smile, your mischievous deeds. You know how much I miss all those. I feel like coming here again and again. At least I can relive those sweet memories.
But a Krishna's divine Leela.
you to go to Vrindavan. As you command, O Lord. Uttava, the river Yamuna and its banks, the great Govardhana mountain, every nook and corner of Vrindavan, all are sights to be seen. It is also a fortune to meet the Gopikas who lead their lives always contemplating on me. O Krishna, I shall go there immediately. Carry these with you. This is for my mother, Yashoda. This for my father. And the third is for my dear Radha. All are living in despair due to my separation. Your words must comfort Radha, who's burning in the pangs of separation. Convey to them the news that I will be coming to Vrindavan shortly. It shall be my honor, Krishna, to be thy messenger.
Without Rama.
Oh no, it's not our Krishna.
You are mistaken. I am not Krishna, but Uddhava, a humble messenger of his. I am coming from his very presence. He has conveyed his special regards to all of you.
Don't you behold? Vrindavan is lifeless without Krishna. Every moment without Krishna is like a yuga. Even the plants, birds and beasts are very gloomy.
Don't worry. He'll come here very soon. And I'm here to give you that good news.
Here comes Nanda.
How fortunate I am to behold Nanda, who has witnessed all the divine leelas of the Lord. I hope our beloved Krishna is doing good. Since how many days have we been missing him? Life seems to have lost its very purpose. We are all desperately waiting for his return. Oh mother, don't cry. If you cry, Krishna will feel bad.
No. No.
My son. Crying is crying. All my tears have dried up. Does my dear son remember me? How cruel was I to him? Listening to the complaints of Gopikas, I scolded him, beat him, and tied him to the mortar. I could not realize his real worth. Is it because of all these that he has left me?
Oh, mother, don't utter such words. Not even a single day passes in Madhura without Krishna extolling your love for him. I shall bring him here. He is the ocean of mercy. He will definitely respond to our prayers.
Kakai chiragu nile nandalala nindran kariya niram thondrudaye nandalala kakai chiragu nile nandalala பார்க்கும் மரங்களெல்லாம் நந்தலாலா நின்றன் பச்சை நிறம் தோன்றுதையே நந்தலாலா கேட்கும் மொழியிலெல்லாம் நந்தலாலா நின்றன் கீதம் இசைக்குதடா நந்தலாலா தீக்குள் வீரலை வைத்தால் நந்தலாலா நின்னை தீண்டும் இன்பம் தோன்றுதட நந்தலாலா காக்கை சிறகு நிலே நந்தலாலா நந்தலாலா நந்தலா
emotional rendering. My salutations to Radha, Lord Krishna's beloved.
You should be Uddhava, the celebrated devotee of my Lord, the one blessed with his darshan. My pranams to you.
Here is the message the Lord has sent for you.
Shall I behold the beautiful form of my dear Krishna? How long have I been waiting for him? I wonder how I survive without my Krishna.
Reaching Madhura, Krishna has forgotten all of us.
Your presence has brought us some relief, O Uddhava.
hope our dear Krishna is fine.
Why not fine, Radhe? He will be amidst all comforts in the city of Madhura.
Heard he touched and transformed a deformed, ugly woman to a damsel? Dear friends, never utter such words. I know it's all because of your love for him. My heart breaks in deep anguish. Anyway, she's so fortunate. She had the good fortune of being touched by Krishna.
O great ones, the Lord always remembers you all. I know your tears are heavier than the Govardhana mountain. He will not make you suffer any further. He will come to Vrindavan very soon.
Uddhava, we are fed up with this life without Krishna. Like this, we all will die in the fire of separation from him. Please, please convey this to him.
O Krishna, Bhakta Valsala, I realize the intensity of the devotion that Gopikas have for you. Please don't wait any further. Grant them the bliss of thy divine and holy darshan.
Krishna, what all words of promise you showered when you left? Oh Krishna, never, never forsake us anymore.
Perhaps only Sita or Damayanti could have understood my feelings. Only out of Uddhava's compulsion have you come now? How can you be so stone-hearted, Krishna?
Radhe, never utter such words. Whatever you may address me, never call me stone-hearted. It is only out of my love for you that I have come here. As whiteness for the milk, we are inseparable. Vrindavan proclaims the divine relationship between Radha as Prakriti and Krishna as Purusha.
Paramatma and Prakriti are like the object and the image. Wherever we are not separate. The world will celebrate the combination and confluence of Krishna and Radha as the sacred relationship that exists between the Lord and His creation. It's when the feeling of I comes that we feel we are separate. But the ones who love me intensely will have no difficulty realizing that we are one. It is to enable you grow into this level that I physically stayed away from you for a while. Wherever you are, remember me always. Never ever have the slightest doubt of the love that I have for you.
Krishna.
Swami, in Dwapara Yuga, when Uddhava grieved after being told that you were soon to shed your physical form, you consoled him saying that this body is just one among the many that you have assumed for the redemption of this world. You also assured him that you will establish yourself in the hearts of all those who love you and talk to them every moment. When Uddhava was dejected, not knowing what to do in a world without Krishna, you lovingly guided him and showed him the right path. Swami, you've been guiding us, correcting us, and forgiving us for all these years. Times have changed. We can't behold your beautiful form anymore. But we know that you're always with us, because we love you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And Swami, we pray that you be with us forever and ever, so that our lives become thy message. Jai Sai Ram.
Sadanandavani dilo sada गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथ गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथ सुरमुनि वंदित सुरमुनि वंदित गुणशीला गजमुख गजमुख गणनाथ
Thank you.
पतित पावना साईं करुणा करा। दीन बांधवा दया सागरा पतित पावना साईं करुणा करा।
बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो ओम नमः शिवाय। बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो ओम नमः शिवाय। ओम नमः शिवाय। ओम नमः शिवाय। ॐ नमः शिवाय। ॐ नमः शिवाय। बोलो बोलो सब मिल बोलो ॐ नमः शिवाय। बोलो ओम नमः शिवाय। तू के जड़ा में गंगा धारी त्रिशूल धारी ढमरु भजाए ढम 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 ढमरु भजा।
देखे अवतारा हर देखे अवतारा मेरे बाबा मेरे सारे
I'm gonna make it right.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.